This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
All right, baseball's done. Game 6 the other night. Obviously, we had a lot of questions about what Kevin Cash and the Rays nerds and front office guys were doing in that Game 6, but the season is now over. And the story that, and this is very 2020, that lingers on is what happened with Justin Turner. Did you, Rick and Chris, see the statement that Major League Baseball put out about Justin Turner?
I did not.
You did not. No. All right, it's not that long. Let me read a little bit of it. This is Major League Baseball. Immediately upon receiving notice from the laboratory of a positive test, protocols were triggered, leading to the removal of Justin Turner from last night's game. This came out yesterday. Turner was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard the agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came in contact with at risk. When MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner, he emphatically refused to comply. And then it just goes on to say the commissioner's office is going to start a full investigation, blah, 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 parameters, 2020 operations manual. And it turns out, I guess, no Dodgers tested positive from the test that resulted from this. But the line that I have a real problem with, and I'll address Rick first, and then Chris, you can go on this, is he emphatically refused to comply. And I know we discussed it yesterday, but he's going to get a severe punishment, I think, for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. But in that situation, I mean, here's the one thing that bothers me about it. I mean, was what he did selfish? It absolutely was selfish. And he should have had a mask on or, you know, taken the proper precautions. What aggravates me is that the entire time, and we saw this, no positive tests in the NBA, no positive tests in the NHL. You as a player are trusting that Major League Baseball is going to do whatever it takes to keep you safe, correct?
You would hope so.
Okay, that's the opposite of what they did. How do you let a guy who's positive for COVID go into the ballpark, spend the entire day in the ballpark, play 7 innings, and then realize that he's positive? Why is he at the ballpark?
Well, was he positive why do you have a when he went to the ballpark, or was it inconclusive when he showed up at the ballpark?
They didn't get the inconclusive till the second inning. Why do you have a protocol that allows the players into the actual clubhouse, where you know they're not walking around with masks on anyway, and spending hours and hours together, if you don't know whether or not he's positive or negative? You're just assuming that he's negative because they're in a bubble. So how much more exposure did the team have with him celebrating on the field after they just spent the entire day with him?
Yeah, that's on Major League Baseball. It's ridiculous to not have your test turned around quicker and to not have the results, whereas if you do have a positive or an inconclusive test, you can keep that person away from the rest of the team until you can clear it up. Like, that's the part of it that doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense, and they jeopardize Game 7. How do you play Game 7?
Of course, but you can't, Rick. You can't play it. You can't
play Game 7. So that's it? So what happens if the Rays had come back and won that game? We just call it a joint champions and don't ever play a Game 7? Or 2 weeks down the road, play a Game 7?
No, I just think you take the necessary time in order to make sure you screen everybody and the test come back negative, whether you got to have two negative tests consecutively or three negative tests consecutively. Whatever you got to do in terms of whatever the protocols say that they're supposed to do in terms of getting a player or personnel cleared in order to return back to sport, that's what you do. But, I mean, the fact is that baseball, once they decided that they needed to pull Justin Turner from Game 6, Justin Turner should no longer have been in the building.
Yes.
He should have been gone. He shouldn't even have the opportunity to come back onto the field and join his teammates and celebrate that championship. So you can say that Justin Turner told baseball staffers no, he wasn't going to leave the field, but he shouldn't have had the choice. He should have been removed from Globe Life Stadium. He shouldn't be there.
The reality is they didn't have a protocol, Dave. I mean, they can say what they want. They didn't have a protocol for someone testing positive during the game.
I'm shocked that that happened, and I'm shocked that they allowed it to happen the way they did moving forward. I mean, to have him, it's a slap in the face to everything that they've said the entire time. To have this guy out on the field, taking his mask off, next to the manager who's had cancer in the last couple of years, I can't get over it. I can't wrap my arms around it.
You know,
it.
The part that's crazy to me, though, is baseball acting like they care. I feel like this is fake outrage in so many ways, because Rick talked about it yesterday on our show. They don't really care about keeping the players as safe as they possibly could. We saw that from the outset of the season, like Juan Soto with the Washington Nationals. Like, this is not about keeping the players safe. This is more about saving face and doing whatever it takes to get these games in so the owners can make sure that they don't lose a lot of money this year. That's what it felt like. So why are we acting like we're upset now that the season is over with?
And here's the other thing, too. The only reason why, Dave, you would have a procedure in place where you didn't get the results of the tests before everyone went to the ballpark was because you didn't want to be put in a situation where you had to take one of the players out of the lineup headed into an important game.
Right.
Like, you're going to take a key player out because he tested positive for COVID before he was and then he can't play. Let's just hope no one tests positive enough to deal with this. And when you did have to deal with it, there was no real protocol. You just go hang in the clubhouse and self-isolate yourself. Come on, man.
Right. I mean, like, you're
that's
right,
what
Chris.
Gonna, that's you, what
you,
he's going
to
do.
You should have gotten him out of the stadium so that if and when you won the World Series later that night, it wasn't dangled in front of him that he wanted to be with his teammates. He shouldn't have been there.
That's why I have a hard time demonizing Justin Turner, Dave, like everybody else is. Like, I can't do that. Like, was Justin Turner wrong? Yeah, he was wrong. He should have had his mask on the entire time. But he's not wrong for wanting to celebrate a championship.
No, but it is selfish. You have to understand why people look at it as a
selfish act. I'm not saying that it's not selfish. What I am saying is that Justin Turner should not have been afforded the opportunity to get back on the field. Get him off the field.
It's like when a guy has
a concussion. It's not
hard. You take his helmet away from him. You won't give him the option to go play. You tested positive. We have to take you out of here.
Which I agree with you.
If you can get NFL players off the field when they get ejected, you can get Justin Turner off the baseball team.
I agree with you. But my point is, if you have a concussion, you go back on the field, the potential is that you're going to hurt you, not that other guys are going to get the concussion. I mean, by you going back there and walking around and prancing and smiling with no mask, it's bad.
It's bad, and it's a terrible look. I mean, I feel like this is more about how bad a look it is than – you know, the Major League Baseball really being that overly concerned that he was going to spread it to everyone else on the field since the season was already over. But if you're one of the guys in the Dodgers, right? And, you know, Brandon McCarthy tweeted about this. He said the rest of the team wouldn't allow him to, they would have went and found him and brought him out to celebrate. Now, does that mean with the mask or whatever? But, I mean, if I'm one of his teammates, and again, you just told me that he's positive and I just spent the entire day with him. Like, at that point.
In your mind, you're probably like, man, I probably got it too.
Right. I probably got it already.
I probably got it too. And then beyond that, Justin Turner is going to be a free agent. So, like, who knows whether or not this is the last time he's in a Dodger uniform. The fact that, he gets to celebrate this championship after having so many heartbreaks and getting to the CS and getting to the World Series and not being able to win it. Like, come on, man. I understand people saying that he's being selfish, man, but you're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I can't kill a guy for wanting to celebrate with his teammates for that.
But he just played a really selfish move.
He just played 7 innings and spent the entire day with no mask around his teammates.
But that's before they knew he was positive.
It doesn't matter.
But the fact that there was that much lag time and that he was allowed to play in Game 6, that just speaks to Major League Baseball not handling this properly.
But there can be two issues here. We can agree that Major League Baseball messed it up and Turner was selfish in his actions after learning that he was tested positive.
Yeah, but Major League Baseball shouldn't allow Justin Turner to get back out there on the field. The moment that you pulled him from that game, Justin Turner needs to be away from everybody. Why the hell is he still at Globe Life Park? Explain that one to me, Dave. Why is he still there?
I agree with you, but he was. He was.
He shouldn't have been. So that's a failing.
Do not go out there.
That's a failing by Major League.
Do not go out there. And he said, to hell with you, I don't care.
But Dave, that's a failing by Major League Baseball. The fact that he was still at the park.
It's the whole reason.
You're supposed to quarantine in your hotel room. You don't travel with the team. You have to stay behind for days at a time until you can be cleared to travel. That's what they've been doing with all these other players that have tested positive throughout the course of this truncated season. Why would it be any different with Justin Turner in this situation?
And it's the whole reason why he had to put these. I mean, it's the whole reason why you went to a bubble format in the first place, because you didn't trust the players. You wanted to make sure they were all in the same spot, going back and forth from the stadium to the hotel. How did it get into the hotel?
I mean, we'll never know.
No, I know we'll never know.
We'll never know.
But I think
there's two different issues here. I think there's the fact that they should have taken him away and not even left him at the stadium. And there's the fact that MLB security told him, you cannot go on to the field. And he said, too bad. I'm going. I don't care.
In that moment, what would you have said? If you're Justin Turner.
Boy, I'd like to think that I would.
I would like to think I wouldn't take PEDs.
So you wipe down.
You couldn't help but get naked. You couldn't help but do that to your teammates.
You couldn't help but get naked when the team
you didn't even play for won a Super Bowl. You're telling me if you played for the team and you won a World Series that you would have stayed in the stop? Please,
no, you wouldn't.
If I had a disease that could wind up killing others, and my manager was recovering from cancer, yeah, I would.
You just spent the whole day around them with it.
Before you knew you had it.
It doesn't matter. It's all of a sudden like you just all of a sudden caught it.
It's different. If you don't know, you don't know. But once you know, the right thing to do is remove yourself.
I think you're giving him way too much credit for being an adult.
I guess I'm giving him, I would think that he might be able to be an adult.
Well, because in that moment when you win a championship, all the players act like adults.
then if you have a deadly disease that you've contracted, then all bets are off. Championship trumps having COVID.
But what you just said is part of the problem, though, Dave. That's been one of the biggest issues in this country, is that not everyone feels like it's a deadly disease.
If it's that deadly, Dave, then why is Major League Baseball even risking it with letting guys go out there without knowing the results from the test? If the gravity of COVID is being taken so seriously by Major League Baseball, why the hell would you risk those guys going out to play the game before you got the results of the test? You don't have an answer for that. There is no rebuttal for that. It's wrong. It's a failing by Major League Baseball.
Yes.
No matter how you look at it. So to sit here and harp on what Justin Turner did or didn't do or what he should or shouldn't have done, what I'm saying is Justin Turner shouldn't have been given a damn choice.
But he was there.
And he shouldn't have been, Dave. The reason why he was there was because of Major League Baseball failing to be able to have protocols that make sense in terms of common sense practices in order to control the virus.
But why can't there be two wrongs here? Why can't Major League Baseball have been wrong and Justin Turner have been
wrong? Because I think you're being unrealistic when you start talking about the natural reaction that a player is going to have about winning a championship. If you've ever felt what it's like to win a championship, you know everything that goes into winning a championship. There's no way in hell that after you just played seven innings in the game-sealing win of that series, there's no way that you wouldn't go back out on the field and celebrate with your teammates. There's no way.
With a mask, you couldn't do it?
Dave, he had a mask on for part of the time, and he ripped it off in the team picture. I said he was wrong for taking the mask off. I'm saying that, but I also recognize that it should not have been left up to Justin Turner.
Which I agree with. But I think that being that it was left up to him at the end of the night, he should have had the respect for his teammates and left and not been there. And if they want to celebrate when they're back in the hotel, then that's their choice. But it's awful to do it on the field right after the game.
Yeah, but who's to say if he's sitting there isolated in the clubhouse, one of his teammates doesn't go grab him and bring him out? And what does he say, no to that? No. You guys.
Come on, exactly. That's exactly. He shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have been there, man. He shouldn't have been there. That's on Major League Baseball.
Yeah, this is so lethal. We're so concerned about it that we're going to sternly suggest that you stay inside the clubhouse while your team is celebrating. It's a request. Please, Justin.
Exactly.
Stay right here.
All right. Exactly. So have no respect for anybody and go out there and spread the virus as best you can.
What is Major League Baseball not having any respect for, Dave? They can't have it both ways under these circumstances. They just can't. I agree with that.
Like, you're arguing a point that I agree
okay,
with. He shouldn't have been there. They should have taken him out, but they didn't.
But, Dave, it's causality. It's like, okay, if they don't do this, then Justin Turner doesn't have the opportunity to do what he did. It doesn't happen. What I'm saying is if Major League Baseball did what they were supposed to do, this doesn't happen. And they had two opportunities. One, to make sure that they had the results before the damn game is even played. Two, when you remove him from the game, remove him from the ballpark. He has no business being there. The only thing that could happen with him hanging around Globe Life Park is that he could potentially infect somebody.
Yeah, they didn't handle it well. They should have gotten him out of there.
Yeah, so to be talking about Major League Baseball trying to discipline him after the fact, that's just ridiculous to me because it's their own failing.
He deserves to be disciplined. Of course he does.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to be, and he deserves to be.
Is he going to be?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Is he going to be?
Absolutely.
I mean, according to Buster Olney, I'm not sure that the Players Association and Major League Baseball agreed on a discipline or a fine schedule for guys that violate COVID protocols. So well, is he going to be disciplined?
He should be. Let's take a listen. Here's Buster on SportsCenter last night on if Turner's going to be punished or not.
He could be facing suspension. Look, Major League Baseball has questions about after Justin was told to isolate where he went, who he talked to. Were there Dodgers officials, Dodgers personnel that facilitated his return to the field? They want to get the answers to that. And look, we don't have a precedent for a suspension under the health and safety protocol that was adopted by Major League Baseball and the Players Association. But there was an understanding between the two sides that discipline could be rendered for players or team personnel who ignored the protocol.
Yeah, I think he's going to get suspended. And if this was such a huge moment that he had to go out and do it, I don't think he'd mind the suspension if it comes to that.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to care. No, I'm not saying that. I don't think Justin Turner is going to care if he gets suspended for celebrating a championship. But I'm looking at Major League Baseball with the side eye right now because they're the ones that opened the door for this to happen. And then you're going to turn around and blame this guy.
Listen to what Buster just said, though, why can't there be more than one person or action to blame?
Yeah, but you're talking about the entity that's going to suspend him is the entity that's culpable in allowing it to happen. That's my point. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He still has to police himself.
No, I get it. But why is he going to take it more seriously than the Major League Baseball is going to take it?
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
He just spent the entire day positive around his teammates. And now in the biggest moment, you want him to take it upon himself to self-isolate?
Well, the best is they didn't even know where he was. You can't go out there.
It's not exactly his own decision.
They said you don't go out there. And he said, I don't care what you say. I'm going out there.
They're pretending like they actually had a procedure or a protocol in place. They had no idea where he went. They didn't know where he was. We're going to pull you and then, hey, just go find a place to isolate. Is there a certain place? No, just wherever you like.
It was
just
wherever you want to go.
Just go isolate someplace.
It was handled poorly all around. But to say that he's not culpable of a misstep, I think is wrong.
Dave, I never said that he wasn't wrong. I never said that he wasn't wrong. What I'm saying is the overwhelming majority of the people, if they were in that same situation, are going to make the same decision to go out and celebrate a championship with their teammates. You're talking about the series-winning game in which you played 7 innings and they pulled you for protocols because you had an inconclusive test or a positive test. You mean to tell me that after the series is over, your team won a championship? After years of trying to break through, you're not going to go out there and celebrate? Stop.
I don't think it's as overwhelming as you think.
Okay.
Now, I'm getting texts from people. Buddy of mine says he could not agree with you more. Says both of you guys are 100% right. And then a couple people saying that.
What's more likely in your mind that if you're Justin Turner, you're thinking I'm going outside onto the field. I have my mask on for a minute. I'm going to take it off for the team pitcher.
Right.
I've already done that for 7 innings. Am I more likely to spread COVID now, where we've seen in football apparently like being outdoors and properly distanced is. I mean, it's not going team to team.
Exactly.
Or was I more likely to spread it to the entire team while I was hanging out in the clubhouse for the last 6 hours with no mask on, chatting away, trying to figure out what was going to happen in this game 6?
Do you think he's even given that level of thought, or do you think he's just saying, I'm going out there, I don't care.
I think that's in your mind how you would justify going out to celebrate. I just spent the entire day around these guys, and nothing has changed. I had it then, and I have it now. And if they were that serious about it, would they still allow me to be in the ballpark, or would they have taken me out of the ballpark?
Dropped the ball. And to go out there and to take your mask
from the beginning, they dropped the ball. Though, how do you look me? How do you look me in the face and tell me we're looking out 100% for your safety, and then all of a sudden have a testing procedure that doesn't give me my result until I've already been at the ballpark the entire day? How does that make any sense?
It makes no sense.
Where normal people can get their results the next day.
But the very next day. I think you guys are missing my point. My point is that, yes, Major League Baseball is wrong, and Justin Turner is also wrong. There are two sides that are both wrong, in my mind, in this story. And at a minimum, go out there and have the respect to keep your mask on and to, I can't even say distance because I think that's unrealistic, but at least keep your mask on.
But, Dave, and you're saying that two sides are wrong, and I'm agreeing with that, but if Major League Baseball does what they're supposed to do, then Justin Turner doesn't have an opportunity to infect his teammates either before the game while he's hanging out in the clubhouse, during the game, or in the post-game celebration.
I don't know.
At no point does Justin Turner jeopardize the health and welfare of his teammates and his manager if Major League Baseball does their job. That's the part that I keep harping on.
But they, also told him, don't go out there. Yeah, they did tell him that.
Yeah, but again, just a stern talking to is going to get the job done. I mean, in that moment, you can sit here and say, like, Justin Turner should be the adult. That's not the mindset in that moment. You're not having rational thought in that moment. Like, do yourself a favor. Google some of the Tampa Bay Lightning celebration, and you tell me if they had the right thought process celebrating that championship, having people shotgun beers that they don't even know out of the Stanley
Cup. Exactly.
Is that? That ain't great either.
Know. I think it's a bad look all around.
Awful look. It is an awful look. And luckily, so far, there's only been negative tests. Because you're talking about a super spreader event caught live on national television, if that's what happened. My only problem with the entire thing is, again, I agree with you both are to blame, but the fact that Major League Baseball's protocols, or lack of protocols, had him actually at the stadium playing in that game until the seventh inning before they knew is the biggest problem for me.
It's awful. It's awful. I'm not denying the fact
because if it was going to get spread,
because
if it was going to get spread, it was going to happen while they were sitting around in the clubhouse, not while he was walking around on the field. Because we've seen that in baseball and in football. For some reason, it's not spreading team to team when they're all playing. It's happening it's spreading through a team while they're at the facility.
But he didn't know. That's the thing. Why would you be concerned and do all these things if you don't think you have it? Once you
wouldn't,
know you have you it, I think
wouldn't,
you have to adjust accordingly.
You wouldn't, but then also you need to realize what he's thinking too is I've been around the team the entire time. Is it going to make it that much worse if I go out and celebrate this championship? Or has the damage already been done?
Maybe it's been done. But at least have the respect of your teammates to wear a mask.
But at a minimum,
do that.
What's been the biggest problem with this pandemic in this country? What's been the biggest problem?
I would say that half the people take it seriously and half the people don't care.
Exactly the point. You don't know. I mean, do you know how Justin Turner feels about
this
or how his teammates feel about it?
No idea.
Okay. So, I mean, I know how you feel about it. I know how, you know, living with my wife and having a newborn baby, how I feel about it. That doesn't mean everyone feels the same way.
To win a championship and not have an opportunity in that moment to celebrate with my teammates, I couldn't imagine doing that. Call me a bad guy, call me whatever you want. I couldn't imagine not doing that.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where you like.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Like the rest of my life.
You're going to do the right thing?
Would you have worn a mask?
I would have worn a mask.
Would you have kept that on at least?
I would have worn my mask. I would have had gloves on, but I would damn sure going to be out there celebrating with my teammates. There's no way I would not have been out there. I couldn't imagine going the rest of my life knowing that I won a championship and I didn't celebrate it right after we won. I couldn't imagine that. I could not imagine that.
That's a hot-button topic, getting a lot of responses. Interesting stuff. I think it's a good conversation. Now, Rick, you're a loyal listener to the K-Show regardless of contest or no contest.
Yeah, you know how much I love Michael. I support anything he does. I support the Vesti War yesterday.
And it makes a lot of people uncomfortable with the love affair you have with Michael, but this goes even beyond that. People that just like him, don't love him like you, are going to fall in love with what's happening on the show. The Michael Kay Show's 20 and 20 contest starts today at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for your chance at 20 great prizes over 20 days to make your home life a little more enjoyable. It's the 20 and 20 contest brought to you by PC Richard & Son, Kansas City Steak, The Bartesian, Premium Cocktails on Demand, and 98.7 ESPN. I was just informed of a couple of the prizes. Would you like to hear what these prizes are starting today?
I would love to hear it.
Both of you guys, knowing you the way I do, will love the first prize that I was told. Cash.
Yeah, there's not much thought or effort into the cash.
You don't love the cash?
I've learned during the pandemic that I don't put as much emphasis on it.
Chris, cash?
Yes. How much?
Yes.
Canty loves the money. Loves
the money. Because who doesn't love cash? So cash. All right, let's see if I can whet your appetite with a Weber smoker.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
A full Kansas City steak package.
Ooh, steak package. Do like the meat.
Or, and I could use this. I don't think I'm eligible to win, though. A big screen TV from Samsung.
Yeah, see, I don't understand. Like, this isn't one of those. This isn't like back when plasmas were first, you know, brought to market, when it was like $15,000 for a plasma. Like, you could just go out and buy yourself a gorgeous new TV.
Or you could get a free one by listening to the K Show today at 3 o'clock.
Exactly right.
A Frigidaire wine fridge. I mean, what better for you than a Frigidaire wine fridge?
You realize I have not had an adult beverage since this pandemic started.
Really?
Not one. Not a sip.
I find that shocking.
I swear to God.
Because I think most people are out there getting lit every night, and you're going the opposite and not drinking at all.
Yeah, have not had a sip. And also thought that the pandemic was a great opportunity to quit chewing tobacco, which has turned out to be a...
Have you quit?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
You say good.
No, say I good. Do. I mean it. I mean it. Good for you.
So what's the habit or the vice that you picked up?
Baking.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
I don't think it's as dangerous as chewing tobacco, though.
So you go from nicotine Rick to diabetic Rick.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Insulin. This segment of the show brought to you by insulin. Now, this Saturday night on ESPN Plus, it's UFC. What name are we going to have in this beauty? UFC Fight Night. Prelims begin at 4 with the main card beginning at 7, culminating with the main event. Oh, that's not bad. Anderson Silva versus Uriah Hall. That's this Saturday night exclusively on ESPN Plus. Go to ESPNplus.com to sign up today. Are you ready?
I am. Listen, Dave, I've been looking forward to this the entire week.
All right, so it's going to be CMT mixed with an observation. So if you have a CMT you'd like me to ask the guys after Rick is done, shoot them on over at Rothenberg ESPN. CMT, the floor, my friend, as they say, is yours.
All right, here we go, fellas. To start off this CMT observations hybrid, I'm going to start with a did this happen in Florida observation. A man who paid $150 for a full contact experience with a black leopard says he had to undergo...
Wait. Hang on a moment. A full contact experience with a black leopard?
You know, yeah, to play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. Yeah. This is like, in Dave Rothenberg lingo, this is like the girlfriend experience that you used to pay for.
This is unbelievable. Continue. Chris, I'm going to walk right past you. Go ahead.
I would imagine you'd be mauled. It'd be a cougar that mauled you.
Yes, I imagine.
Did this happen in Florida?
Multiple surgeries.
Can I learn more about the story, please?
Yeah. He paid the $150. This was at what was supposed to be an animal sanctuary for rare and endangered animals, which was just someone's house and backyard. The man had to undergo multiple surgeries after he was mauled by the fully grown black leopard in the enclosure behind this man's house. It turns out the injuries were so severe, the report says, that the victim's scalp was hanging from his head.
Oh, my God.
And his right ear was torn in half.
Now, was this, like, was there supervision? Obviously, it wasn't effective, but was the zoo or whoever was the owner of the leopard overseeing what was happening and trying to stop this?
I believe this is more like one of those champagne room experiences where no one's actually physically watching you, but could potentially watch
it. So whatever happens with the leopard mauling.
Yeah, this is the full. This is the full contact experience.
Oh my God! How much money? If I offered you $500 to go do this, would you do it?
How much?
$500.
No.
$500. No.
Yes.
No chance. No.
The guy paid. The guy paid $150 for this experience.
He paid to get mauled by a black leopard.
He paid to get mauled by a leopard.
Now, if you told me, I wouldn't even say.
If he wanted to get mauled, he could pay a lot less, and I could drop him off somewhere in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, I could take him to Toku on a Thursday night. He could get mauled by cougars all day.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Did that happen in Florida, gentlemen?
Yes. I think that sounds Floridian to me. I would say yes.
Christopher Candy, did that happen in Florida?
Yes, I'm going to say it happened in Florida, and it feels like a Carol Baskin vehicle.
It does. It does feel like that. Ray Santiago, you love the full contact experience.
There we go. Full contact experience. Mm-hmm. He got the full contact experience. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's definitely Florida.
That was 100% Florida. That was Davie, Florida.
Davie, Florida.
Davie, Florida. For the full. God. I didn't even know they offered a full contact experience with...
Now what like do you tell the leopard, okay, by the way, Steve, he bought the full contact, so really go all out. If he only paid $50, we would just go, you know, minor league. Like, this is unbelievable to me.
How come you guys tied steak? Well, just it's yeah. in order to
well you know, he got
to
the get full the contact full, why were, they, the why full were contact? Their ribs attached to this man's legs? Well, he paid the $150, he got the full contact.
It's part of the full contact.
Come on.
You know? just to ensure that they gets the full contact. All right, here we go. A little CMT for week 8. Most impactful move so far. Got the deadline right around the corner. I'm going to give you AB to Tampa. I'm going to give you Lev Bell to KC or Carlos Reg Dunlap to the Seattle Seahawks.
All right. I'm going. So it's AB, Lev Bell, Carlos Dunlap. I'm going to marry Antonio Brown.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I think that's the move. Listen, they've got injuries. Godwin's not going to be available for a week or two. So they have injuries at the wide receiver. Mike Evans does not look right at all. So I think that's it's a huge advantage to bring in Antonio Brown. I'll marry that one. I'll cuddle Dunlap. And that's what they need. They need a pass rusher
Bombs
desperately.
And hellacious season.
Hopefully he brings what they're looking for. So I'll cuddle Dunlap and Lev Bell. I think it's a nice piece. I don't think bringing Lev Bell in puts them over the top at all. I think they're probably the best team in football regardless. So I will trash one Le'Veon Bell.
Look at this garbage.
I mostly agree with Dave. I'm going to trash Le'Veon Bell too. Not that he's not a fine player and that I think he's going to be ultra productive for Kansas City, especially this weekend going up against Rick's Jets. But I'm going to trash that one. I am actually going to marry Carlos Dunlap joining the Seattle Seahawks just because the Achilles heel of Seattle right now is their defense. But getting him and then getting Jamal Adams back, I think that makes your defense a lot better. You're addressing the areas of need, which was the front end and the back end. You already got Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright, which are damn good linebackers. So I think that Seattle defense in the second half of the season is going to get a lot better. I already thought they were a title contender coming into this season. Adding those two pieces, that's going to be huge. So I'm going to marry that. And I'll just cuddle the AB move just because I'm not sure how everything is going to work out down there. I know Tom Brady loves AB, but Bruce Arians hates him. So I'm interested to see what happens with that. I'll cuddle that.
All right, here we go, boys. Next one. Most excited to watch. Most exciting game to watch in Week 8. Bunch of different reasons. Obvious reasons. You know, you got Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Canty's going to, you know, love this game. You got Tua's first start, which is interesting. And then, of course, you got the Rams.
Rams?
Yeah. In Miami. And then you got Lev Bell going up against his old team, the Jets.
Okay. Chris, you're up.
Well, Rico's right. He knows what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry the best rivalry and pro football.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't.
And that would be my Baltimore Ravens going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, guys, this is unbelievable. This is like one of the greatest rivalries in sports. Like, this is right up there with Ohio State and Michigan. That's how good this rivalry is. I was glad I was able to be a part of it for 3 years. I'll marry that. I am going to I'm going to cuddle Le'Veon Bell going up against the Jets just because I can't wait to see what he does. I mean, this is the Adam Gase defector all-stars. Like, once players get away from Adam Gase, they return to Pro Bowl level. So I just can't wait to see Le'Veon Bell stick it to the Jets this weekend and prove how bad Adam Gase is as a coach. And then I'll trash Tua's first start. I don't know, man. I feel like this is going to be the first of many. This Miami Dolphins team has already shown that they're turning the corner in terms of their trajectory under Brian Flores and Chris Greer. I don't know how spectacular this start is going to be. So,
all right.
I'll trash that.
I will tag in here, and I'm going to disagree a little bit. I'll agree with where Chris started, and that's Pittsburgh-Baltimore. I mean, this is
socially acceptable,
a battle for
them.
Potentially the best team in the AFC, maybe second. I mean, it's a loaded AFC, so it's hard to tell, really. But this is a huge battle in the AFC, and I will marry that. But I will disagree. I'm really intrigued by Tua and Miami, and they're a good team to begin with. They're sitting here at 3-3, or a decent team to begin with, and maybe good, and we'll see what he's able to do. But I'm really intrigued by this, and they go up against the Rams, who are an excellent football team. So I will cuddle Tua Miami
Bombs
against the Rams.
And hellacious seeds.
And I don't know, maybe for Chris and maybe for Rick, because you're the Jets fan, Rick, that you're really intrigued by this. But Lev Bell on a team that's a 20-point favorite. I know it's the Jets' former team. It doesn't move the needle a lot for me. So, yeah, down the road, maybe interested. This weekend, not so much. I'll trash that.
Look at this garbage.
All right, here we go. Most likely upset of Week 8. Most likely upset. You got the Patriots traveling up to Buffalo. You got the Niners at Seattle. And then you got the Dolphins at home against the Rams. Most likely upset.
Miami and the Rams. All right, so Patriots, Buffalo, San Fran, Seattle. I'm going to marry... Boy. I'm going to marry San Fran and Seattle.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
As Seattle looks to make their pick during CMT. I'm going to marry them. San Francisco's a team that, you know, injuries they fight through them. They're so well coached. You know, they destroyed New England. They beat up on the Rams. Nobody thought that was going to happen. So I'll marry San Fran, upsetting Seattle. I will go to the Patriots as my cuddle.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
They've had amazing success against Buffalo. Belichick has owned the Bills over his tenure there. So can Cam Newton play that poorly for a third consecutive week? I would say, yeah, maybe he does, which would surprise me. But I would say that's my cuddle of these three. And I think the Rams are just better than Miami. So if Tua goes out there and in his first ever start beats the Rams, who are a good football team, it's going to be a dangerous club. I will trash Miami and Tua to win this game.
Santi, could I get the breaking news sounder, please?
Oh, boy.
Give me one more.
Is this a real one?
You need a
is
couple.
This legitimate?
I think you need one more, yeah.
Statement from the New York Giants. Late last night, we were notified that a Giants player tested positive for COVID-19. The player was immediately self-isolated, and the contact tracing process was initiated. All the players' close contacts were identified and were informed to remain home today. Those individuals will participate in meetings remotely. We are working closely with the NFL's chief medical officer regarding next protocol steps. Quest Diagnostics Training Center will remain open, and the rest of the team will follow the normal practice and meeting schedule.
Ugh. Now, here's the first thing that jumps into my mind.
It better not be DJ or Saquon.
Oh, that would be awful. Could you imagine that?
Better not be.
This is a Monday night football game. There's no way ESPN and the NFL does not want to have a Monday night football game. Do they swap out immediately, take the Giants Bucks out of Monday night football, put another game there?
I mean, they did that last week.
Right.
To make sure they had a Sunday night football game.
Yeah.
It would make sense. But, yeah. We'll know shortly who this is.
I would think by the time Barton Hahn are done at 1 o'clock, we'll know who that Giants is.
Get Renan on it. Get him sniffing around.
I'm gonna text him right now. Go ahead.
I love Renan on FS1. First things first. He looks terrific.
Stop it.
Great job.
Stop it.
That's not him?
I'm not going to allow you to do this.
All right, Candy, what are you doing? Most likely to be upset. Pats at Buffalo, Niners at Seattle, Dolphins at home against the Rams.
Okay, I'm going to go with the I'm going to marry the Pats
if
pulling
it was
off
socially
the upset
acceptable,
against
I would marry
the Bills.
Them.
I can't imagine New England looking as bad as they've looked the last few weeks up in Buffalo, knowing that the division is on the line. They got to get a win to stay in this race. So I don't know. I feel like Bill Belichick has got something up his hoodie, and he's going to pull it out in Buffalo. I'll cuddle the 49ers pulling off the upset against Seattle, although I don't know how likely it is, just the way that they demolished the New England Patriots at home. I mean, I can't ignore what I saw. San Francisco is one of those Jekyll and Hyde teams, but when they turn it on, I mean, they're capable of putting on some impressive performances. So I'll cuddle that one. And then I will I'll trash the Fins upsetting the Rams.
Santi, hit me with another caw-caw.
Oh, come on.
According to Tom Pelissero, the Giants have quarantined all but four of their offensive linemen after the one tested positive for COVID-19.
And one could ask if that's a bad thing or not.
I mean, the same thing happened in Vegas with the offensive
line. Oh, this is unbelievable. It really is. This 2020, I give up.
You got to fight through it, Dave. You have to battle through it. You have
2 months and a couple days left. All right, does that conclude a Knobservation, CMT?
That's all she wrote, my man.
Great job by you. Santi, we have time for one quick one for the guys or no? He says no. All right, today on ESPN Daily, Antonio Brown reunites with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Mina Kimes joins us to talk about Brown's impact on the field, ongoing issues off the field, and how he landed in Tampa on ESPN Daily. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast. I want to remind you, you can listen to us anywhere. Click Listen Live at ESPNNewYork.com. Find 98.7 ESPN on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app, or simply tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN at 98.7 ESPN New York. We go where you go. Guys, it didn't take long to find out which Giants players tested positive. Tom Pelissero seems to be front and center with this story. It says the Giants will place left guard Will Hernandez on the reserve COVID-19 list per a source. So the offensive line, like Rick said, is going to stay home except for four of them, and it's just, this is 2020, Chris. This is where we are right now.
Yeah, it sucks for Giants fans. I mean, Will Hernandez is a good football player. I mean, the offensive line is an area that you can't afford to lose quality players at, and that's exactly what's happening right now due to COVID. I mean, this is something that's out of our controls. Sucks.
Especially against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the National Football League.
Yep. This is one of the better defenses in football. And you play them on Monday night, and I can't imagine the game's going to go on Monday night, being that it's up in the air right now. But, I mean, if you're the Giants already, you're not going to win this game regardless, and this just takes any chances away to almost even compete if you don't have your full offensive line.
Yeah, if Will
the Giants'
Hernandez,
offensive line stinks to begin with.
Yeah, if Will Hernandez is not in there, then you're talking about, what, Spencer Pulley or Shane Lemieux?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
That's
not
terrible.
Going up against Steve McClendon and Dominican Sue. That's not going to work out very well.
It's terrible.
So,
but does it make you? I mean, how much worse do you're what 10.5 point favorites to begin with? So now it just means there's zero chance to win the game instead of 2% chance to win the game.
Well, I mean, you're still trying to develop a quarterback. You're still trying to see if Daniel Jones is your guy. Having Will Hernandez out is not going to help you to that end. So that's the part of it that's unfortunate,
because
this is an opportunity for evaluating him against one of the better defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd prefer not have my sixth overall quarterback in his second year killed.
Yeah, that would be nice.
On national television.
I would try to avoid that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, though, because you're right. I mean, the NFL wants a Monday night game, so we'll see what happens
to
that game.
You can't keep this game Monday night. This game will go to 1 or 4 on Sunday, and then they'll take one of those games that's scheduled for then, and they'll move it to the Monday night slot. That's what they'll have to do.
DCR is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Catch them weekday mornings at 9 on 98.7 ESPN.